Well, we moved inside today after the rain today, and we had some very good work in the humidity and the heat yesterday. We did a lot of different things today. Number one is we're still kind of in a training camp mode. Everybody's getting work. We're moving people around. We also did a little bit of work just to prepare for the game. We kind of split the day up a little bit just to give the guys a little bit of idea what they're going to see. We also, you know, worked some cards for the defense just to get in tune to how we're going to operate during the regular season. So that was good. And I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, starters typically playing into the third quarter, playing a lot. As safety, Ryan Mundy and Danny Crave started, how will you, has that decision been made? Are they the starting
pair? No, that we haven't made any decisions, and we haven't talked about how we're going to play them on Friday night, and that'll come later in the week. Like I said, we're kind of still in a training camp mode of working with guys and moving people around, and we'll sit down in the next day and a half and put together how we're going to work them during the course of the game.
How would you characterize Allen's shoulder?
It was a bruise, just a bruise, precautionary.
When you're in the training camp mode, is there any temptation with a game against like a team like Seattle to kind of see what you've got or do things a little differently to, you know,
well, the
how you measure up?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be 80 Bears and so going to Seattle. Our ones will be playing against their ones in the third week of the preseason. We're not fully game planning this team. We're still going to go out and work, but there'll be the matchups that we're looking for, and it'll be ones on ones for however long we do it. We haven't made that decision either, so I think it gives us an idea of where we are in the third week, one way or the other. These games can create perceptions that are not necessarily the case one way or the other. So we're gonna go against them, and we're gonna play hard, and they'll play hard, and we'll see what happens as these matchups take place throughout the game. But we're not gonna take ourselves to a place where it means more than it is. It's a preseason game with a team trying to get better. I know our guys are excited to go out and play in the noise, to get on the road. I think it'll be good for our football team to go through that process of getting on a plane and heading west. It'll be good for us and playing the game the next night.
Mark, was Santonio Holmes, we knew he had worked out for you guys maybe a week and a half ago, at least before he was signed. Can you give us any insight on why there was that gap in time before he actually
signed? Everything has its time. I mean, over the years, you're working out people at all times during the season, and when the time seems right and we feel we needed to make that move, that's when we did it. I mean, there's nothing historically to say that the day you work out a guy, you sign him. I mean, that's just the process here is, you know, there's people coming in to work out. We get a good look at them, and if we need them, we call them. And that's basically how it worked with Santonio.
Mark, have you decided who will be the first quarterback behind Jay for the preseason?
We really haven't. I think that I'll let those guys know tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, but I'll let them know tomorrow. And like I did last week, I think I gave you 48 hours on that one. I think we'll be in that place tomorrow to give you an answer.
Is this choice an indication of the current status of that competition, or are you just considering rotating?
Yeah, I think it's a rotation. When we put this together, we'll probably get together and we'll discuss what the plan will be for next week as well. So we continue to maximize the competition as much as we can. So part of it will be, obviously, who's going to start, Jay will start, then who plays next, and what we'll take into consideration is how we're going to play the guys next week as well. I can't say that right now. I think that we're trying to get him to that place. I think I'll know a little bit more after practice tomorrow. We'll see where he's at. We'll talk to him, and we'll see whether or not he's ready to go and get some playing time. But he did get work today, and he worked with different groups. So he got some reps, and I thought he worked positively today. I thought there were some good things out there. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Yeah, I just want him to feel comfortable, to go in there where he can go out and perform and not have to, you know, put our team in position where his mistake would create mistakes around him. We don't want that to happen, and we want to give him the best chance to succeed on an individual basis as well. So a lot of that will go into play, Dan.
How's the competition coming along for the backup running back?
Yeah, I think it's still out there. I think you see that. You know, I think that, you know, we feel that over the next couple weeks, you know, we're going to see Kadeem, we're going to see Sean, we're going to see some of Michael, and we're going to see some of Sonoris, and, you know, we're going to try to get Jordan a few more reps as well. So we're going to try to get them all in. How we play them this week is one thing, but we're going to try to get them all some playing time over the next, what will probably be around six quarters if the firsts are going to play around a half. And I'm not sure how long. I'm sure they'll play into the second quarter. Whether we go into the third quarter or not is, we'll see.
What has Josh Morgan showed you to earn that third wide receiver spot in this game Friday?
You know, he's had 2 good weeks of practice, and he's had 2 good games. He's had productive games. He's made plays out there. I think we've all seen that. I think he deserves a chance to step up now and get the first opportunity to do that.
What about his skill set stands out to you?
Yeah, he's a powerful guy. You know, he's a big guy. He's got he's explosive. He's got straight line speed, and he's got experience. I mean, he's the most experienced, other than Santonio, obviously, of any of the receivers that we have. He's got more playing time than anybody, and that would have included obviously Marquise. So you know, we want to give him a chance now. I think he's really worked hard in practice, and he's had two you know, pretty darn good games. He's had opportunities to make plays.
Mark, you haven't coached in Seattle before, or at the new stadium?
Yeah, I've been there. Yes.
What's it like in terms of communication and how important of a test is it for Simon Cowell?
Yeah, I think that it's probably louder than most, but most of these stadiums are extremely loud. It is one of the loudest, certainly. So we worked on it hard today. We were in the noise. It was very hard to hear. We were in the noise in the huddle, which is the most, really the key is getting the play in the huddle. And if we go at the line to get the play at the line, that communication is the most important, because once everybody knows the play, then it's like playing in a vacuum anywhere. You know, you're just focused on what you're doing. So the biggest thing is the communication. You know, how does it work when our special teams are huddled up on the sideline and they can't hear Joe? You know, we got to make sure everybody gets the communication. How is it for our defense? You know, when we've got guys out on an island out there, how do we get the communication to them? So the key word is communication, in terms of everybody echoing out what's going on, signaling out what's going on, and getting the information necessary to execute the play. And that's pretty much the same everywhere. This just happens to be known as the loudest place, and it may or may not be, but it's certainly very loud there.
Mark, I see you and the Bears have embraced the ice bucket challenge.
I didn't know I had a choice. My daughters were all over me. I didn't even know what it was about until somebody pointed it out to me, and I guess I have John Gruden to thank for that. You know, but it's for a good cause, and quite frankly, I had a very close mentor of mine up in Montreal who played in the CFL for a long time and passed during my time up there to the disease. I saw what that disease can do, and whatever little we can do to help, hopefully it'll go a long way. And you know, finding a cure and research to try to help those who are in need.
Who was that, Mark?
It was Tony Proudfoot. He was a great player up there in Canada, and when I got into the league, he kind of became a friend, where he really did help me. He used to write me notes on the league and the rules, and try to inform me on how to learn the league, and he became a close friend, and I saw him pass while I was up there, so the disease does resonate.